Welcome to the Option One podcast with my lovely guest, Amber
Page.
We're going to be talking about a lot today. Something about, what are we going to do talking about, Amber?
What are we not going to talk about?
Everything from your YouTube channel to your OnlyFans to find out Amber's top five.
Yeah.
Click, 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 bait. And then we're going to go into your Tinder and swipe in, and we're going to start messaging your little group called Baywatch. We'll find out a bit more about them on TikTok and talk to them a little bit.
Oh, God.
Let's go to the podcast. This is going to be fun.
Let's cause some emotional damage.
Emotional damage. Let's go.
You're through to Option One. Option One podcast.
Welcome to the Option One podcast. My name's Sam Risey. I'm here with the lovely Amber Page. Just remember, you have to be over the age of 18 and have the bill payer's position. Oh, no, that's something else.
We're not doing that
today. Hey, we're not doing that today. We're just having a little chat. So, Amber, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, it's lovely to have you here.
And you?
I think we're mates. Are we mates?
Yeah, we're best friends.
We have a good crack, don't we?
We do. You've got a good crack.
Huh?
You got a big crack.
That's true, actually. You gonna tell people about that?
I can't explain this story. Sam's arse crack is basically always out. I think he's got genetic problem, not sure. But basically, he's just always got like a builder's bum all the time.
Okay, this
no
is
No matter what you wear, what trousers are on, what position he's in, there's a crack on show.
Okay, no, this is what I've got, okay? I've got an unusually high crack, yeah? I know this because I measured it before, yeah?
At a time at work...
Where, like, I'm pretty sure Preeti was on, or someone like that, or like, you know, the big booty girls. Do you know what I mean?
And
we measure cracks.
Yeah.
Because logic says if your bum's bigger,
your crack
should be bigger, right?
Makes sense.
But I don't have a big booty, but the crack's just high, yeah? So it's just high. Yeah. It's just high. Yeah?
Very high.
Okay, that's it.
Very high.
It goes shoulders, crack.
There's no back.
Yeah.
There's no back.
Thanks for that, Amber. Really glad that was revealed on air.
We throw things down it sometimes just for fun. If it's out, we try and get a pen in there or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been wearing higher jeans. Not really.
I don't know. I haven't even tried.
Huh?
I've not seen it in a while.
Just trying to lose weight, innit? That the crack's less. I don't know how that makes my crack smaller.
Bring back the crack.
Bring back the crack.
But yeah, no, we do have a good crack, actually, Sam. Yeah. We do.
Have you watched any of the other podcasts?
I have. You've had two outright.
Yeah.
Watched both of them.
Yeah. Did you enjoy them?
I did, yeah.
So just because, just to spice things up a bit, we play a little game.
Love it.
Yeah, so
spicy, just to
get you know your game, because we could do this whole thing where, you know, I ask you a question and you answer it, but that sounds like...
Shit.
Long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to do Amber's top five. Basically, I'm going to ask you top five things and you just have to say what they are. It's pretty simple. I made it sound more exciting than it was, but it will be exciting because we'll get to find out about you.
I'll make it exciting.
Yeah, you will. Okay. Are you ready? Let me just look on my phone device. Amber Page porn down. Top five up. Top five, Amber's top five takeaways.
Oh.
Do you like takeaways?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I do. Don't fancy a little takeaway. Probably top one, Chinese.
Yeah, that's a good shout, actually.
Yeah, nice little Chinese.
When you have a Chinese, do you have what you have or do you share?
If I'm with a lot of people, I like sharing. Okay. So I like a bit of everything.
Hate that.
Oh.
If you get what you get.
Well, yeah, but what if I don't want one just... A big dish of one thing.
Yeah, but I've got chili beef because I want chili beef.
Well, I like chili beef, shredded chili beef.
Okay, we'll get your own chili beef then.
We can share one. Because I like that as well.
Okay.
But do you like salt and pepper chicken?
Do you share, Al?
No.
No.
I think it's a man thing.
It is a man thing.
God.
Yeah.
And just make everything harder.
That's true.
Difficult.
Chinese.
Yeah.
What else do you like?
Oh, yeah. Forgot the game.
To be fair, top five. I think I could only name five takeaways.
I was going to say. Nando's.
Yeah.
Cheeky
yes.
Nando's.
Yes.
Then Italian.
What on Nando's, how spicy are we going?
Have a guess.
Garlic and herb.
No flavour at all.
Plainish.
Plainish? Oh my God.
With ketchup.
Are you joking?
No.
What's the point of having a Nando's?
That's actually crazy. That's actually genuinely crazy. And for Nando's to be second of your list of takeaways as well.
And you just have chicken. You don't just go to Tesco's and just buy chicken.
No, I get the chicken. Yeah, but I've got a cricket. I have the chicken burger.
Yeah.
Put plainish, but they still comes with a sauce in it.
Okay.
I know. It's just the chicken that's plain, but they still have the
butterfly chicken.
Yeah, butterfly chicken burger. Chips. That's it. Yeah. Garlic bread.
And ketchup.
Halloumi. Ketchup. Lots of ketchup.
Okay. Nando's. You said pizza.
Yeah, Italian. I love Italian.
Not into Domino's or...
Guess my pizza.
Guess your pizza?
Yeah.
Plain.
Yeah, margarita.
It's not even a pizza. You just have a cheese on toast, you weirdo.
I love a margarita pizza.
No, you love cheese on toast. That's what you love.
I do.
With a bit of tomato
on
it.
No, I do like cheese on toast, actually.
Yeah.
I do.
Do you ever think, oh, I'm having this and this tastes like a margarita pizza?
No.
No.
I think it's just cheese on toast. Can't wait to have margarita pizza next week. Yeah. And then maybe like, I don't know, I think that's about, what other takeaways are there?
Indian?
Not a mad fan of Indian. I mean, I'd have it now and then, but I'm not. It's not my go-to.
Thai?
No. A bit too advanced for me. I quite like my plain food.
What about your old, like, Mackie D's?
Yeah, I'm not a mad fan of Mackie D's, though.
Okay.
KFC?
No. Yeah, not their chips. I hate their chips now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I like the chicken.
Their chips aren't that great, to be fair.
No. But I do like the chicken.
What about Five Guys?
Oh, no, I hate Five Guys.
Really?
Yeah, I hate Five Guys.
I thought you...
Sexist.
Like Five Guys, no?
No. Okay. First six. No. no, I don't like Five Guys. Yeah. I think it's so overpriced for what they are as well.
Yeah.
It's just a greasy burger.
Yeah, fair one.
It's like £20 for a greasy burger.
Yeah.
What's that Mexican place that's the equivalent of like a McDonald's? And they do like burritos and stuff.
Oh, Taco Bell.
I do like Taco Bells. Yeah, I forgot about that.
What about just Mexican in general? I actually love a Mexican.
No, I think it's a bit too... No, I do like Taco Bells.
Yeah.
But I like plain food. Maybe fish chips.
I know you like plain food. You go to Nando's and have plainish.
Yeah.
Plainish. Maybe that's too much for you.
Well, that's what I think. It's plain-ish.
Yeah. Do you like fish and chips? Nice. Fish and chips?
Again, I like...
No vinegar or salt?
No. Oh, yeah, no. Lots of salt and vinegar.
So you like flavour?
Certain flavours. Just select a few flavours.
Okay.
But I'm not one of those weird people that don't like sauces.
No, you don't seem that way.
No.
Okay.
I like sauce.
Let's go into the next top five. Top five artists in music. So it can be like a band or just like a general artist or...
This is hard. I feel like I don't really have to.
Do you know what? You don't just name us five you'd like, your top five, but don't put them in order. They don't have to be, they can be in any order.
Okay. I think it's hard thinking of...
Will I know who they are?
I have one that's probably top that I listen to all the time. And,
go
and
for it.
That's the one I put on when I'm cleaning the house and it works.
What is it?
Pop Smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love Pop Smoke.
Christian Dior.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's probably like the top artist.
Pop Smoke?
Yeah.
Any other artists?
Again, it's just like all that sort of music.
You like hip-hop music, don't
yeah,
you?
Just all that sort of music, anything like that.
Yeah.
21 Savage, I don't know, like, yeah, just anyone, that sort of music I enjoy. You know that, I always ask you to put it on.
You do, in the studio every time.
When I was walking, it's like some shit, like classical on or something.
It's not classical.
Basically.
Heart 80s.
Shit. I come in, I'm like, where's Pop Smoke? Put on now, or I'm not working.
Clutching the audio. Next one.
Hello.
Top five celeb crushes.
Joe, I actually don't really have any celebrity crushes. I'm really boring like this.
Good, this is make great content for the podcast.
Sorry, guys.
Let's pack it up, guys. Let's pack it up, go home.
There must be celebrities that you think
don't pay me for this.
He or she.
Do you
crushes.
What?
Crushes can work both ways.
I really, really fancied Tom Hardy when he was playing Legend in Legend.
Legend. Yeah.
As
one of the gangster brothers. Yeah.
Yeah. He played both of them, didn't he?
Yeah. I do like Tom Hardy. You seen him in Bronson?
No. Maybe I'll have to.
He's a machine.
Is he?
See, he's naked in Bronson.
Oh. God.
Yeah, because he does like the Bronson, the guy who's been in prison for like 4 years.
Yeah. Isn't he getting parole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is actually in the news recently, isn't it? They're trying to get him out at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's have him on.
He's up for
Yeah. Wow. Someone's already interviewed Bad him boy. On a podcast. They've already done an interview with him from prison of him slowly trying to get out and stuff.
Oh.
I'm sure it's a podcast or something like that, but it was well interesting. I watched it a couple of days ago. He still seems, I mean, this is only my opinion.
Not all there.
Probably not best let him out because he's from, like, you know.
Oh, right. Hold on. I actually don't know anything about this guy. So I'm saying having him on, but I actually don't know what he's done.
Well, the story
great
is.
Great idea, Alan.
The story
bring
is.
It to the studio.
Okay.
Perfect.
Look, I don't know factually exactly what it is, but he went to prison really young for stealing something.
Armed robbery was
there. And he's. But it's even like something even simpler than that. And he was only supposed to be in for a couple of years, but he's been there for 40 years because he's a repeat offender because he beats up like officers, other people and stuff like that. So he stayed in the system for ages. And what he does in the film, like, he used to get naked, grease himself up and fight all the officers that are in because they couldn't hold him because
that
he was just
a good
too slippery.
Show,
yeah. We should do a Charlie Bronson special. Amber, you could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get all the other girls to try and catch you.
Yeah. They'll all be in their nice, sexy police outfits.
I would watch that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
That'd be hilarious. Watch just be out. In this room. You just running around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Slip and slide on the floor.
There you go.
Sorted. Okay.
Yeah.
This top five has turned into something else. Okay. Top five turn off or icks.
Probably.
You're ready for this one.
Do what though? Actually, something happened outside as I was driving, and I thought that's quite a big ick on myself. I dropped a bit of rubbish and I was chasing it down the road. It came out the car door, a Kit Kat wrapper, believe it or not.
And you chased it down the road?
Yeah.
If a guy did that, you'd be like,
And I was like, this is such an ick of myself, chasing rubbish down the road.
Was there a bit of Kit Kat left in there?
No, it was just rubbish.
Litter. Litter's one. Important to
no,
you.
No, I got it in the end. Exactly. I got
well
it
done.
In the end. But I thought, such God.
How literally. Long? Seconds?
Yeah.
30?
Oh, no, no.
Did you miss it once and then had to put your foot on it? Oh, that's embarrassing for you.
I was basically in splits like trying
There's CCTV
to...
out there, isn't there?
Yeah, we can get it.
We can get the recording, right?
I'll do a recreation.
Okay. And insert clip here. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, this is actually a bit of an ick.
Okay.
And then like cockiness is the obvious one.
I must really wind you up then.
Oh, yeah. God. You're a walking ick.
That's it.
Cocky. But I saw as well someone used to work here actually put on their Instagram about icks and someone replied saying when he has an Velcro wallet. And I was like, actually, Nick.
What happens if he's in the pool?
Velcro wallet.
Yeah, I don't have a Velcro wallet.
I don't have a wallet.
Yeah, actually, I don't have a wallet. I mean, I have a.
But imagine going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably.
Nah, a grown man shouldn't have a Velcro wallet. If you're listening and you got a Velcro wallet,
throw it away.
Just throw it away.
Yeah.
I mean, I had one when I was like 14.
That's the thing you do.
As my first wallet.
I don't know why children have Velcro.
Velcro's
wallets.
Not really in it. I mean, you don't get much Velcro anymore, do you?
Velcro shoes, God, imagine that. Oh.
That's probably an ick as well, right?
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Velcro is the ick, I think.
What's happened to Velcro?
I don't know, it's got icky.
I reckon we could bring it back, though. If we
no,
start
we
wearing
can't.
Can you do a Velcro show?
No.
Yeah, where you have to, like, I don't know how that would work, but you'd be in Velcro and we'll just throw you at the wall. You stick.
You can actually get those, can't you? You can buy them. You can buy
we can get one for you, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
You're going to hire them out like the massive like Targets.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Do that.
We've got a lot of shows planned.
Yeah.
A lot coming up.
So we're doing Slip and Slide, Velcro show. You've got
Charlie
a busy
Bronson
week.
On the podcast.
Charlie Bronson on the podcast.
Wow.
That
was three X.
Yeah, sorry, do you want any more? You want to say some more, that's why.
No, I actually don't. I'm trying to think what else I've got as an ick. I actually don't. What are your icks in girls? Do you have icks?
Nah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. What don't I like about... I mean, I'm pretty open with, like...
Pretty easy, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I'm not too bothered. Girl says, hi, Sam, that's enough for me, really. It's a nightmare me working here. Fall in love with every girl that walks through the door. Not you, though. Yeah.
I like nice Tom.
Yeah. Girls that do ridiculous TikToks really wind me up.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Do you not?
No.
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 No, I didn't think so. you do know.
All my TikToks are.
Yeah, we'll see. Top five holiday destinations.
Top five holiday destinations. I want to go back to Disneyland, Florida.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just loved it there.
Yeah, it's good. So,
yeah.
Did you do Universal?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I
good.
Think I preferred Universal, actually, to Disney.
Yeah, it was a lot there when I went.
Yeah, yeah. It's just fun.
Yeah. A lot of queues, though.
Yeah, but if you go at the right time, it's not too bad.
What, at the beginning of the queue?
Yeah. At opening time.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but in October, it was quite good because it was quite nice weather. No.
Yeah.
That T-shirt, it's not hot.
They do Halloween stuff, then.
Yeah, but I've been twice. And we've been for Halloween both times.
Mm.
Do a lot of Halloween stuff, but then they also like switch it to the Christmas quite quickly, so you get to see the Christmas decorations.
Well. Yeah.
Maldives. Yeah. One. Where else do I want to go? I've never been to Greece. I think Greece actually looks really nice.
Mm.
And like south of France.
Yeah.
Places like that.
Yeah.
Cornwall.
Cornwall. I'm going to Devon this year.
Devon.
Where do you go? Where did you go that you always...
Skeg Vegas.
Huh?
Skeg Vegas. Got family in Skeg Vegas.
No, there was another place where you couldn't pronounce it right.
Oh.
Where was
Willicombe.
That?
Willicombe.
It's not Willicombe.
Sam kept going to Willicombe.
No, it's Woolacombe.
You went to Willicombe.
It's Woolacombe. Every time.
And he came back from Willicombe Burn. No, I was like, how...
Willicombe. I came back from like, Willicombe Burn.
It was in November.
No, it wasn't in November. It was in the summer.
I don't think it was summertime.
Yes, it was. I got burnt because it was hot in Willicombe.
Anyway, he went to Willicombe and it was like not even hot weather. I don't know how on earth he got burnt. But he came back and he was so red. And we're like, what is it like in Willicombe?
Hot. When it's in the summer. Because it's on the beach. All right, I'm moving on to the next question.
If you say so.
I ain't having this anymore.
If you say so.
Top five girls at Babe Station.
Top five girls at Babe Station. Oh, wow. There's quite a few I like. Obviously, I work with a lot of girls closely, like the Baywatch crew.
Oh, yeah, Baywatch crew.
Big up Baywatch.
Videos of it.
What?
Huh?
What do you mean?
You seen the Baywatch TikToks?
What, with like Dwayne Johnson and
No.
What? The Baywatch. The group that me and Megan and April have.
Oh, what, you're in a karaoke group?
It's not karaoke.
What?
It's TikToks.
They're really, yeah, they're, of what? They're singing? Really
yeah, no.
Singing. Dancing?
Yeah.
They're really good. Oh. They're really good, Alan. Basically, three girls just stand in front of a TikTok and start dancing.
Is it like, is it like Sugar Babes or something?
Well, basically. I think we're as good as Sugar Babes.
Nah.
Oh,
no.
Have you not actually seen it?
No.
I'd have to check it out.
Alan hasn't seen it.
You've seen it though, haven't you?
No.
You've not seen Baywatch?
No.
You've seen the Baywatch TikToks?
I don't care about your Baywatch.
Are you joking?
No.
You don't think they're good videos?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
So hold on. So what is Baywatch?
It's
do you rescue people?
No. We obviously don't rescue people. We do TikToks, trending TikToks.
So you save people via TikToks? So there's nothing to do with saving people, sorry.
No.
Oh, it's Bay. Bay as in like...
B-A-E.
Right, okay. So Bay. Nothing to do with Baywatch. I've got that. Okay. And so people watch Bays.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Yeah.
I feel a bit awkward now.
Do you not...
No, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen it. I know what you're about. I'm winding you up.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm not doing this anymore.
What?
You don't watch Baywatch. You're taking a piss.
Really?
Yeah, I'm done.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You're joking. Oh. No, Alan, let's say I'll speak to you.
Shit. I was only joking.
So, yeah, sorry about that, everyone. But I'd definitely like to apologise to Alan because that was a joke.
Hey! I was proper. You had me. I'm not going to lie. You had me. Oh, shit. here I was thinking I was cracking all the good jokes. Yeah. You were cracking one on me.
You really longed out.
I didn't know when to go, and then I was like, wait, am I getting annoyed at you or Alan? And I was like,
getting annoyed at both of us.
I was getting very stressed, and I don't like confrontation, so I was like,
Were you in on it?
I was in on it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
it was his idea.
Oh, boy.
Tristan missed a good week.
It was meant to be on Tristan. I got it, and Sam was like, Tristan's not here. Give it on Alan. I was like, oh, God.
So just to verify, I do like the Baywatch, and April and Megan, I'm sorry, this was all. But what you said, I don't know.
I probably deserved it in hindsight. I've seen it. I like it.
Baywatch is basically just a group of girls doing silly stuff on TikTok.
Oh, sorry, Al.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay.
Sorry.
You can relax.
Sorry about that, Alan. I'm sorry. It was Sam's idea. He made me do it.
So, top five porn categories.
Okay, right. Moving swiftly on. Straight back into it. top five categories. Probably
just don't normal. Point at me.
Sorry, I'm putting my fingers.
Sam.
Yeah. Just like normal boy girl, like yeah. Amateur stuff. I feel like I like that more the amateur than like
amateur makes sense, yeah. Because yeah. You're in the industry, exactly. So it's like it's yeah. Thinking about, you don't want to think about me behind the camera going.
No, I don't think I've ever thought about porn, but yeah, anyway.
No, get filming it.
Oh.
Not that I film porn, but.
There you go. And then probably like, maybe like a bit of lesbian, girl, threesomes, maybe some, what other categories really are there?
You've listed loads.
DP, GOI, like, gangbang.
You like Harry Potter stuff, don't you?
Oh. Feet. I don't like Harry Potter stuff.
Voyeur.
What?
CEI. Blowjobs.
Market research.
Market research.
Sorry, I'm just like listing off all these ones. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just written off of his saved on his porn app, isn't he? Watch later list.
That's it.
But yeah, no, that's probably about it for me, really. I don't really
interracial. for the rest of this episode now, I'm just going to throw out categories.
I'm going to actually storm out soon.
That's it.
Yeah, that's probably about it. No, Harry Potter porn didn't like. That's already been said.
BBC.
No.
Cartoon.
Big busted women.
Yeah, cartoon.
Sorry, Harry Potter. Yeah, Harry Potter.
But that was just for what I say market research because I was doing a Harry Potter video.
Oh, got any more of them coming out?
Think so. Mm. Yeah, I think
can't,
so.
Cannot reveal.
Well, who knows? Watch Baywatch. No,
it's
I'm
really
trying
good.
To do more.
That little trick was good promotion for Baywatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do more like big collabs now and yeah. More themed things. Like yeah. The Harry Potter thing worked quite well. I think I'll do like Mario Kart soon because that film's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do Mario Kart? You're going to be Mario?
Mario, Luigi and Princess Peach.
Ah. Mm. Princess Peach? You're more of a Luigi.
I actually am going to be Luigi. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
What made you think that?
Huh?
What made you think that?
Don't storm out again.
No, go on. Tell me. What made you think I was Luigi?
I don't know. April will be Princess Peach, right?
Yeah.
Well, she's blonde, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I did fight for Princess Peach, but I lost.
Hmm. What, physically?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then I just feel like if Princess Peach is taken, then you're going to lose the fight to Megan for Mario.
Well, actually, what happened was Megan already had a Mario outfit.
Oh, yeah.
So she's...
She lied about that, so she's Mario.
Probably.
So you just left with Luigi.
I'm accidentally...
Luigi's
Mario,
the fun character.
See, I don't really know about anything about Mario Kart that much, really.
Mario. It doesn't have to be Mario Kart. So it's okay. Mario.
Sorry.
Super Mario.
George told me off for saying that the other day.
Did he?
I was watching the Mario Kart video.
It's not Mario Kart, it's Super Mario.
I was watching the Super Mario...
Brothers.
Sisters, whatever.
Nice.
the trailer for the film.
Yeah.
And I kept saying Mario Kart, and someone behind the camera was getting very annoyed that I was saying Mario Kart.
Well, to be fair, loads of people in the comments would start getting annoyed, so that's fun. It works, if anything. You're sort of saying it on purpose. You know, really, don't you?
Maybe.
She does it for the clickbait.
I love winding you up.
I love winding you up.
I love winding you up. Then that's about it, really. Nothing else planned.
Okay. Top five things you want to do if money wasn't an option.
I have one thing I want to do.
Okay.
I have a shelter for dogs. I love dogs.
Oh.
I know. I want to get them all over. Get loads from Serbia, Romania. There's loads out there. That's where Rollo's from.
You can't take Serbia. Oh, like as in abandoned dogs?
Yeah. Yeah. Not just go take them from people's houses.
No.
Like,
you're not allowed to do that.
No. But the ones that are on the streets, bring them over.
That's
all the
nice.
Ones that are in shelters. In the
have, UK. Have you always been a dog person?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, me too.
I've always grown up with dogs.
Yeah, me too.
Love that. Yeah. We've got so much in common.
I know, right?
Love it. Yeah.
Always. Want to be together?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
We both love dogs.
Sorted.
What else is there? But yeah, I've always loved dogs. We've grown up with them. And yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So Rollo came from Serbia. And I'd love to have some more from Serbia or Romania.
What kind of dog is he?
He is actually, we did a DNA test on him. He is like, I think it was like 17 breeds in him. So he's literally classic street dog.
Okay.
Like all sorts thrown in.
Must have been a group thing.
Yeah. God, there's a lot of action happening on the streets. And yeah.
All the dogs get involved.
Don't they just?
Don't they just?
Massive shelter, loads of dogs. Have loads, pay people to come stroke the dogs all day.
Nice. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
What a nice life.
And that's what I mean.
Yeah, cool.
Living dogs.
So, afraid though, we're going to have to talk about, not in the future, but your life now. So
yeah.
We're going to have to do this whole, how did you start a Babe Station type thing? Because people are going to want to know, Amber. People are going to want to know what happened and like.
Where so did
what
it did, all go wrong?
No, where did it all go right? So you did you do cam-in before? You didn't do anything before?
No. I was a manager of a restaurant.
Nice.
And I came straight here. Straight into it.
What food did they do?
American.
American.
I had to think about that. Yeah. American.
Okay.
So, yeah, I did. Yes, I went to college and did health and social care. Don't know why, but did that. Went to college. Then I started working at the same time. Did a management apprenticeship at the place I was working. Became manager in a restaurant.
Tick, 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 tick.
Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like, do you know what? I'm sick of serving dishes. I want to serve my pussy on a plate. So I came here.
Nice.
Yeah. So...
it's hard to respond to the phrase serving my pussy on a plate. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what you want me to say to that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wicked. You go.
Great.
It's not just that.
You do it so great.
You say jokes, you say jokes to hide, but you're actually very good at your job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Customer service is on point.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You keep the customers happy and like, you know, and it's hard work.
It is. Yeah, it is hard work.
How did you feel when you first like walked in? Did you feel like it was something, were you already set on doing it? Or were you like,
yeah, no,
I don't know if I should do this?
Yeah, no, I wasn't set on it at all. So my mindset, it actually started during COVID. So I was furloughed from my job anyway. So I had all the spare time. And I thought, do you know what, I'm going to give it a go. And if I don't like it, don't enjoy it, don't do well, then I can always... pretend it never happened and go back to my other job when that's up and running again.
Yeah.
And say, at least I tried it and it wasn't for me and move on. But because I actually had OnlyFans actually for a few months before I started here. And I was just like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it properly. There's no point in having like a double life and having that on the side. And so yeah, just where is the best place to go to get into the industry? And thought of Babe Station.
Yeah.
Thought the best place to go, like get well known, have a bit of an audience. So yeah, came in, did a shift.
And smashing it.
Yeah, and I've never left.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you.
Fortunate. And then, so you got OnlyFans as well. How's that going?
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's going good. Yeah. Yeah, it's just hard work trying to balance it all, but it does sort of work hand in hand. It's
yeah.
Quite nice. And this place really does help with that as well.
Yeah.
Boosting it.
So just for people that don't know too much about OnlyFans, like what are the type of things people ask for?
Oh God, what don't they ask for, well, honestly?
But for people that, because this is going to be on the older YouTube and Spotify, some people might not understand what is involved in OnlyFans. So if I was going to sign up to Amber Page's OnlyFans, what type of stuff could I get?
Whatever you want, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, so basically you come onto my page and there's so much on my wall to look through. It's basically like I try to do like 4 to 5 posts a day on there. Mm. So you have all that content anyway. And then you have like a little welcome bundle when you first join.
Has there never been anything that they've asked for and you've thought, nah?
I mean, you know, the old shitting.
Oh, okay.
You know, I've not done that. God.
Someone asked you to shit?
Oh, I think a few people have said it before.
Really?
Yeah.
More than one?
Yeah. Yeah,
what,
you do.
What, just to see your shit?
Yeah. And I said, sorry, babe, no.
Not today?
Not today, honey. Not today. Maybe come back when time's a little bit tougher, but right now when I can do it without your shit, thank you.
Exactly, when I've had my margarita.
Yeah.
I haven't had enough plainish Nando's.
Yeah, so there's obviously a few things, that, things like that, and there's certain like taboo things that are like, whoa. Block.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's pretty open to anything. And even if I don't have the content there, I do like custom requests and things. So they can customize their video and get what they want.
Do you feel like you've built a relationship with the customers?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them.
Is there someone you've had for, is there customers that you've had for a long while? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's some that have been on there from like day dot since I've joined.
So like, how long is that? Like, that's a year.
Like 2 years now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There are some, and you do build a relationship with them. Like you talk to them like pretty much every single day.
Yeah.
So yeah, you do sort of build that connection with them, and you do actually know them on a personal level, and they get to know you as well. Like,
well, they have to if you talk to them every single day.
Yeah, and it's not just like sexy talk every day. You know, you have like we talk about how each other's day's been and things like that. So you do build a bit of a connection with some of them.
Why do you think it works so well on OnlyFans?
Yeah, because it's real. Like, it's not like you just watch a video of a girl that you like the look of. It's not like going on porn and like, oh yeah, like I really fancy that girl, and then you just watch a video of her getting smashed and that's it. Like, you actually have that connection of talking to them. Like, you have that real connection with.
So because I'm guessing some people who don't know too much about OnlyFans won't understand how it works. So people can message you for free, but they can pay for sexting, they can pay for private videos and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you have a subscription price, and that once they pay that, then that gets them access to messaging me, and I like reply to them pretty much all the time. So that includes the messaging, and then they get all the contents on the wall, and then they just pay for the videos that are on there, so like the pay-per-view videos and custom requests.
What's the most someone's paid for something?
Probably, I did have one guy who joined that was a little bit crazy. He spent so much money, he disappeared. Tony, if you're watching this, please come back. So he loved like inflatables.
Oh, is in what? Balloons?
Yeah.
Okay.
But me.
You say inflatables, but is in like what? Like, inflatable?
Me inflating, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but he spent a lot of money buying these videos.
How much would he spend on one video?
One video usually be like $100, but I mean, they'll be like a minute, 2 minute long.
$100 for a 2 minute video?
Yeah.
That's insane.
And then, because I was doing it then and there, that's the thing. So my custom videos are not that much.
Yeah.
So you can pay for like a 10 minute custom for that sort of price, like $200. But then that's like, usually like a week's wait. So like I add it onto my list of things to get filmed. Then like when I'm next doing a content day, I'll add it on and get that filmed and send it to them. Whereas for that, it was like live, like sexting, but doing that. So I'd like blow these balloons up and put them under my dresses and stuff. Like, oh my God, I'm getting so big. And
Alan's face.
Yeah, no, it was
weird. Give him what he wants. Give him Tony what he wants. So explain to me a bit about your YouTube channel.
My
what you're
YouTube.
Doing. You're doing YouTube.
Hi guys.
Amber Page does it all.
Hi guys, welcome back to my YouTube channel.
Nice.
Is
that what you say?
Yeah, I'm so crazy. I'm such a... Oh, cringe.
No, that's good.
Classic YouTuber.
That's good.
Welcome back to my YouTube channel.
Hey.
Thanks for watching, guys. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment down below.
Can I be in it?
See you next week. Yeah.
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 Wow, love it.
Wicked.
Next guest. So I've got two channels, actually.
Okay.
So I thought one's a bit of a basic bitch thing to do.
Yeah.
Get me two.
Okay. So how do I find it? Shout it out. What are they called?
It's just Amber Page.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Link it down below.
Hey.
So Amber. So I've got two. My first one is the one I've had going for longest, and that is all like lingerie haul, sexy challenges. So
nice.
I've done things with like April, like doing.
I'll subscribe to that one.
Yeah, it's good.
Nice.
It's good.
Who else is featured on it? April?
Yeah, April's on it. I've got ones with a few other girls I've collabed with from outside of here. Like,
nice.
Yeah, Ella's on it. There's one with Gia Clark is on there. Jen Wild's on one of them.
Nice. So you do YouTube?
Yeah.
OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Worker Babe Station?
Yeah.
Anything else you do? Any more of any
TikTok?
More? TikTok?
My TikTok, obviously.
You smash your TikTok.
Thank you. I tried to post on there quite a lot. I sort of go for...
I jokingly said phases, nasty things though. Earlier.
Oh, yeah. That was all a joke because he was trying to get me to react, but...
No, that's it. No, your TikTok is good.
Thank you. Yeah, I tried to do... Yeah, so I've actually got like 4 accounts, but 2 like main ones.
Yeah.
And they're both over 100K now, both of them too. Yeah.
So do you work every day?
Basically.
Yeah.
But I feel like I basically work every day, but not long hours every day, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So on a standard day, well, I sort of have a routine now. So like Mondays are film days. So I have sort of Tuesdays as like days off.
Yeah.
But I still sort of get a little bit of work done, but I don't expect to get stuff done, as in I won't like film stuff basically. But if I've got editing to do, I'll sit on my laptop and edit while I'm sitting on the sofa. And but having OnlyFans, it is 24/7 though.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Any time in your life for a man?
Or yeah, a girl? The dogs.
The dogs.
Yeah, lots of time for the dogs. that is basically what I do in my spare time, basically. Yeah. Just, yeah.
Have you tried dating?
Do you know what? Recently joined Tinder.
Yeah.
Just for the banter, really, though.
Yeah.
So actually, talking about YouTube, I did a video. It's not out yet, but hopefully... George, will it be out when this goes out? The Tinder fails?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Tinder fails will be out when this goes out. So go and check it out. Basically, I found a site on like, a website online that had loads of failed Tinder messages that guys slid into DMs with just like the most outrageous things.
Okay.
And it went down like a pair of knickers. So I thought, do you know what? That's quite funny. I can actually do it to other people and other people can actually do it to me.
Yeah.
Real life Amber Page.
Nice. So if I find you on Tinder then...
Yeah, well, so I made an account not that long ago.
Yeah.
Literally 2 days ago.
Can I have a play with it?
Yeah, I literally went through and liked absolutely everyone I could.
Awesome.
Just, you know how Tinder works, I won't let you.
I'm going to screen record this.
Yeah, do it.
Now I know how to do it.
So... I thought, do you know what's funny? If I actually have Tinder, people can message me on there, funny things. Maybe read my bio.
Yeah, I'm on
stuff.
Your profile now. Might have to, we'll blur out the location.
Well, I paid premium. I keep changing it.
Oh, okay.
I was in America last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good picture.
Thanks.
That's a good picture. Wi-Fi's... Oh.
Oh.
Tinder Plus, do you want to... Nah,
no.
Maybe later.
I'm already paying for the change in location. God, they keep trying to make pay more.
They love making you pay.
God, they do. But yeah, so I thought, make my own Tinder, and then guys
see who
send
likes
me
you.
Funny things. No, you got to pay for that as well.
Oh, yeah, you've had loads of messages.
I know, but they're all just basic bitch messages, like standard.
That's all right, we'll go through a couple of them.
And there's loads that have liked me that you can message
so
as well.
Amber22, your picture's awesome. About me, you've got nothing because you're a girl. Why do you need it?
I'm not going to waste my time telling you about myself.
That's it. Find out by messaging me.
Pay to find that out.
Interests, gym, home workouts.
Well, that was actually just I had to select loads of options.
Walking my dog. Oh, that's...
Yeah, that's... I told you, that's
a bit
all
real.
I do. It's my dog's life. I just live in it, honestly. Yeah.
Add height, 5'6". We've already referenced
5'6"? I think I put 5'8".
You put 5'6".
Oh, I was making the guys feel better.
Do you want me to change it?
Ah. Make me 8 foot, lol, banter.
I'm going to go 6'11".
Yeah.
And changed.
Yeah.
what are you looking for? Short-term fun. Yeah, fun. That's good.
Just short-term for the podcast, really. Just short-term for the YouTube.
Relationship
videos.
Type, open to poly.
I think I put men because I thought they're the ones that usually come
that's
in with
true,
the funniest
yeah.
comments.
Open relationship. Oh, maybe I'll just highlight them all.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can only do 3.
Oh.
That's right. Language is enough. Zodiac sign, you're a Gemini.
I am. 29th of May.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Do you into zodiac signs?
No.
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 Don't worry about it. Master's degree. We've already discussed that.
No, I haven't actually got a master's degree. Oh. I thought I could type in my own university, and I was typing in like the university of I think it was a hose or something I put in.
Nice.
So I was trying to get I had a master's degree at Hoenn, but it wouldn't let me add where I studied, so I just left it as master's.
I didn't know Tinder did this. It says communication style and the options better in person. What's the point of this app?
You could basically, I'm saying, don't even bother messaging me.
Don't even bother messaging me. Mental. Pets, dog. Drinking, not for me. Non-smoker. Workout often. Dietary preferences. Is plane an option?
No.
No? Plane isn't an option, is it? No?
No.
Dog, not for me. Non-smoker. Do you exercise often? Other. Your dietary preferences, other. Yeah, plane.
Yeah.
How active are you on social media? Influence status. Oi.
I did. I put an influencer. Oi.
Why not? I would. Sleeping habits, night owl. That's because you work here.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Look, they're the funny bits.
Where are the funny bits?
Oh, yeah. Job title.
Online booty call job title. Oi, this is funny. Okay. Let's look at some messages.
So okay. I put my
wow, you've had loads.
Well, I put my profile as send me funny messages, and I said make me laugh.
How many's loads? I'm curious, actually.
Got 1, 2, 3. I mean, how long have you had this up for?
I mean,
I don't get any. So
last night I started liking people.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, it just goes on.
It's a tough world, guys. Yeah. Stay strong.
Stay strong, guys.
Well, I put in the profile, send me funny chat lines, make me laugh and wear at the same time. And they've all just gone in saying, hey.
And this guy's gone, hello, how's it going?
Not wet, not laughing.
Do you want me to like send a search out for the guys if they see you on, because I'll see your Tinder.
Yeah.
Men of Tinder. Amber Page is now on Tinder. That's right. This Amber Page. If you're looking for love, if you're out there and you're single.
Or not, sorry.
Yeah.
Be single.
Open for everything. You can match with Amber Page. Don't worry, I won't abuse you too much. And I'll probably say really horrible things, but just not that much. But I'll carry on doing it, and Amber will join in. Remember, it's nothing personal. We're doing this for clickbait entertainment. Please, carry on sending your best chat lines. Just keep doing it. Amber is also single and looking for love.
Rawr.
But not as much as you are. Thank you.
That was good.
That's quite emotional.
Yeah,
yeah, that should get some stuff out there.
I hope so.
Yeah.
There's a new message.
Oh, there's a new message.
We're a chat up line.
Oi! I'm like a mosquito. But if you slap me, I don't stop sucking.
This is the best you've got to work with. I'm sorry, guys. who is it? Does it? Michael McIntyre?
Oh, do you want me to send something to your friends?
You know, maybe we should do it to the girls and be like...
Okay. Yeah?
Yes. Hey, April. Hey, Megan. Just letting you know, you're no longer in Baywatch.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Have you got a WhatsApp group with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you show me it?
Yeah, it's Baywatch there.
Oh.
Just letting you know, I'm starting my own group now.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Better watch.
Me and Sam, yeah.
Hey, guys. Do you start with guys?
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to my YouTube channel.
Been thinking about this for a while.
Time for me to move on to bigger and better things.
For a while. I think...
Stop.
This whole...
No, no.
Baywatch thing.
Imagine if one of them just goes, yeah, I'm thinking the same anyway, and just
isn't
leaves the group chat.
Working out. Hey, guys. Been thinking about this for a while. I think this whole Baywatch thing isn't working out. If I think if I did Baywatch again, I would choose two other people. So do you know what?
Putting funny in it as well, so they might think she.
I'm breaking up Baywatch, basically.
No, maybe put something like I think.
It's better with some ethnic minorities in the group. No, okay,
I just don't think we're diverse enough.
Yeah,
could do.
Or like, yeah. So just put something like silly that.
I don't think this is working out.
I think you're too small for the group.
I want to branch out into hardcore adult porn. And Brazzers.
We segued there.
Brazzers messaged me. Yeah?
Sure.
Because they'll believe that, won't they?
Sure.
Yeah.
I've got a scene booked with.
Yeah. I have a scene booked with Danny D.
Joe, I bet you I'll get a phone call from April. Like, if you guys
can come and watch to support me.
If you guys want to be in it.
Turn it to Danny Watch.
Yeah. If you guys want to be in it, then I'm up for the Baywatch thing to keep going. Up to you guys. So basically you've got them to make a decision whether they do a porn shoot with Danny D with you or they carry on Bane. Yeah.
Let's see how focused they are really on the group, how committed they are.
What are they quite quick to respond to messages?
You
or?
Guys.
April is. Okay. Megan will sometimes take 3 to 5 working days.
3 to 5 working days.
So just to sum up, hey guys, been thinking about this for a while. I think this whole Baywatch thing isn't working out. I want to branch out into hardcore adult porn, and Brazzers have messaged me. I have a scene booked with Danny D.
Ah!
But if you guys want to be in it, then I'm up for the Baywatch to keep going. Up to you guys. Kiss, kiss. What do you guys think?
Sure, why not?
Should I do it? Yeah.
Okay.
Have you put, because I think Amber would put like love hearts and kisses in there as well.
I've already sent it.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Who else is there?
Huh?
Layla? How quick, what's the time? Is Layla...
I mean, that's enough destruction, don't you think?
No, I might as well fuck over everyone.
Okay.
Let's search for Layla.
Yeah.
I'll send Layla a little cheeky message.
You normally voice note Layla, though.
Yeah, text her, though. It's serious.
Okay. What should I say to Layla? Just stormed out of the Option One podcast. Alan and Sam basically made me cry. Don't think I want to work here anymore.
Yeah, send it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Fuck it, I enjoy this too much.
Do you think Layla's going to ring me?
She'll be so angry.
Yeah, but I don't know if Layla will like this one. I'm a bit worried about
this
one.
That's why I think you should put like a bit of a
she's
funny,
already, she's sent it already.
Oh, okay.
She's sent it already.
Never mind then.
She'll get it. She'll be so angry for like 5 minutes until we tell her.
And Megan put, oh my God, first, congratulations. That's amazing news. Honestly, we're done, babe.
Layla's,
oh, what have I done?
Layla's put lies, lol.
Lies.
Let's send her a selfie.
Yeah. I think we should respond to Megan's one.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a sec.
Yeah.
Baywatch is ended, but let's take a selfie first.
What was Amber put?
Okay, so Megan's put, okay, oh my God, firstly, congratulations. That's amazing news. Honestly, well done, babe. And I,
oh, that's nice.
And
she's supported you.
I'm happy for it to continue. If I mean, it's your cool guy.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, she still wants to support you.
Should I put? So are you going to the shoot then? Or?
No, don't keep it going any longer. We can do a selfie. Let's do a selfie and say.
Oh wait, I wonder if April's ready yet. No, Megan's not ready yet. Let me send it to Megan privately, a selfie.
Yeah.
So then April can still see it.
Okay. Okay. We'll do, gotcha.
Oh yeah, let's do a video.
Yeah, so by the way, Megan, sort of a prank on the Option One podcast. She's not doing.
I'm not doing any of that.
But we private message you. Don't tell April. We'll see what happens.
We're doing Michael McIntyre.
That's fun.
I know.
Layla didn't fall for it at all.
I know. Won't lie, if I were to stop, it would feel like a breakup. But I'm down to you guys.
Oh, bless her.
Oh, she's seen the video. Banter, Orange Fanta. That's what Layla's replied.
Nice.
Megan's recording audio, actually. April's not seen it yet.
Let's get Megan's response.
Here's her voice note.
Okay.
You fucking dickheads. I'm shaking, you fucking... Snap both your asses.
You can watch it on the YouTube later.
Yeah. Option One podcast, Megan, you're now featuring on it. By the way, you're on it now. Well done. This is your cameo. Oh, bless
Love
her.
Love you.
There you go.
Funny.
We'll get her on and then we'll prank you. That'll be fun. All right, Amber. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. That was
awesome today. It's been so much fun. That was an episode of the Option One podcast with the lovely Amber Page. Go and subscribe and follow to Amber Page on Insta, on TikTok, on YouTube, on OnlyFans, on anything else?
Twitter. Did you say TikTok?
Yeah.
Reddit. Red GIFs.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything that says Amber Page. Cheers.
You're through to Option One. Option One podcast.